Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs, and welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. I forgot to hit record on the video.
I'm annoyed.
And I'm still Chrissy No Cuts.
And we are
the judgies.
Guys, it's been a busy week. Erica, get into those reviews.
I'm going to get right into these reviews because they're great and I love them. This one is called This Podcast May Have Adverse Reactions. 5 stars from user Holgundafuckenden.
Wow, German.
Nailed it. That's so crazy. You nailed it.
That's what I said the first time we recorded.
All right. Typically, I like to binge the pod while partaking in the devil's lettuce.
Ooh.
It's my me time.
Wait, we are recording video.
I hate you so much. He says, make sure you, if you're going to read this many, you should read them fast. And then he, bitch.
Real whoopsies on Josh's part.
Recently, my husband has overheard the podcast while I was partaking in the sticky icky, and now I'm not allowed to listen to the podcast with the three assholes without him. He doesn't know where the podcast app is on his phone.
You're dating a fucking boomer.
So now I listen to each episode twice, and tonight I laughed before the punchline and he called me out. Am I the asshole? I like that it's a story within a review. Beautiful. I love this review so much.
You are the asshole.
Everyone else, do better. No, they're not the asshole.
Honestly, everybody should listen to it twice.
Specifically, they're not the asshole because they're listening to it twice.
Yeah.
That really helps us out. That's real cool of you.
And if you listen to it thrice, that'd be real nice.
All right, I have another one.
Real name, no gimmicks.
So you should have left it. And I can't even cut it.
Oh, this one is called This Podcast Has a Gift from God.
Wow. That's high praise.
5 stars from Punch Nazis 24/7. Hell yeah. Jinx.
Fuck.
My boyfriend introduced me to this podcast, and now it's our bonding time. That's so fucking cute. I love that.
That's kind of sad. Like, we're not that good.
They sit back to back in an empty room with all the lights turned off, just listening to the audio experience that is Christian burping into the microphone.
Oh, God.
Have I burped on the podcast yet?
Every episode?
I had to really cut out. I had a great burp last episode, and Josh is like, oh, great. I was going to start there. And it's like, I can leave it in. And you threw a whole fit. It was a fantastic burp.
Anyway, back to the review. Fuck, now my screen locked.
I'll edit it in here. I saved it.
There's another review that is mad at you guys for talking over me all the time. And we've gotten a lot of comments about how...
Don't bring it up. Oh, we're in trouble. Erica, I will say, when I was editing this episode, in the first 20 minutes, you interrupted Christian like 14 times. I interrupted Christian like 12 times. And Christian interrupted us combined like 4. So Christian's really at the short end of the stick here.
Maybe do better.
We'll cut all that out. Erica, what's our second review?
I'm not even halfway done. All right, we love judging along with all of you. We are now convinced that Erica and I are the same person. We both have Hamza tattoos on our ankle, and we both went to a small school. My graduating class was 24. Mine was 15. It's crazy. And we both judge in the same way. I think we're destined to be best friends. Then she says, keep on judging. Heart emoji. Exclamation point.
Amazing.
Love it.
We love punching Nazis, too.
Perfect review. Perfect review, perfect name.
The very next review says, also, I want to hear more from Erica. She'll make comments about how she's being talked over, and then the guys continue to talk over her. You're correct.
Incorrect. Check the tape. We all talk over each other. I just talked over Christian twice right there.
We're in the doghouse, boys.
Christian, do you want to go first, man?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Actually, there was another review that said...
But who's talking over who now?
That we look like a preschool classroom and I'm the teacher. And then Christian's... and I'm the one that just sits here like this, like, I'll wait. And Christian gets the look on his face like he's in trouble for upsetting his wife. And Josh sits in his sins. I like that one, too. I mean,
that's pretty accurate.
That's fair.
All right, your turn.
All right, this is a review from X X She Shix X Beats.
Very German. Nice.
I honestly, it might be. I don't remember there being that many X's in German, but the one thing I look forward to is the Endless Abyss ... You left too long of a title.
To be fair, it was the X, the X's and the Allies were fighting in World War I.
Okay, we will cut that part out. You put too long of a title. I can only get to Abyss. Found this podcast a couple of months ago and literally binged all the episodes in order. That's the way to do it, brother. Some of which I was laughing so hard I cried and my stomach started to hurt. Justifiably, and we are kind of funny.
Specifically me.
I think it's more
See,
me.
Prime example.
And can I just say that Josh's Spy Kids Thumb People tweet is legitimately the height of comedy. P.S. Ricky, take a deep breath, babe, and just relax. You're in the presence of a pure genius.
Excuse
so
me?
Might as well just enjoy it.
Damn, dude. Fuck. I mean, kind of be spitting facts, though, for real.
Shut the fuck up.
Shit.
P.P.S., stop giving Josh such a hard time on his jokes.
Never. I will never
Shit,
stop.
Shit, dude. Erica just booed my tweet today.
I was going to say, I don't know if you guys saw Josh's tweet from today. It was a dog shit tweet.
It was awful.
It was, I want to know what it's like to kiss a thief. I just want to know what it's like to make out like bandits. Classic pun.
That sounds like an early 2010s, like, punk goes like, pop lyric.
I want to know what it's like to kiss a thief. I want to make out like bandits with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a 303 lyric. And
that's the band I was trying to think of. That's a 303 lyric, too.
Okay. All right. Okay. Can I get into my reviews? Or you still got another one?
First of all, did you do this? Like, did you do a square?
How do you do it?
It's a circle.
Oh, I tried to do this, but my audio listeners, just know that I did it right the first time.
No,
video
you didn't.
Listeners. Video. Don't go back.
You have another one, Christian?
No, I only had one. I know how this thing goes.
All right, two real quick ones over here. Two really quick ones.
Listen, you guys are hitting us with really great reviews, and I'm about it, okay?
If anything, we do just enjoy, like, reading compliments about us.
Is that what I'm doing? Is that why I'm loving you so much?
All right, 5 stars, Mickey Tank Bank.
Okay.
Okay.
Great
Joshua.
Name.
My husband and I binged this podcast after we finished Ladies and Tangents. We absolutely love it. My husband relates to Josh, as he is also short and named Josh. Not short.
Also bad joke.
Not short. LOL.
Tiny, minuscule, pathetic.
Insignificant is the word I like to choose. 12 out of 10, you make being a cog in a grueling capitalistic machine more bearable. Much love. If that ain't me, name who isn't. Christian, of course, did send me a TikTok once saying me having a normal conversation, or someone else having a normal conversation, me relating it back to how capitalism is like all sins or all evils.
That is you, yeah.
Josh can't help but be a leftist at all moments.
And also somebody on TikTok, I have to shout them out, said, hey, read out our review. So this is it. It's titled ESP, 5 stars. Thank you guys for being my ESP, emotional support podcast, for the past couple months. Great energy while at the same time being a good casual listen. You're welcome. If we can help you get through the grueling...
What are you doing right now?
30% chance it's already listening to the podcast.
It's higher than that, right? I don't want to be...
Can I put that... Are we going to get... Is that TOS'd?
I don't want to be mean girls, but that was not a good joke.
I was just trying to, pull a Josh have a bad joke so that, you know, I could... Take the heat off you a little bit.
Yeah.
A nice pop cultural reference
for
you.
I mean, I said Mean Girls as my pun. I was working with you. We were building on it.
You're being a real Regina right now.
But guys, we don't just gorge ourselves with reviews about ourselves. We also read stories on this podcast. Stories that are fake, and we will always assume they are fake. And Christian, read us some fake freaking stories.
All right. First story of the night is sent to us by a listener. They found this on Reddit. in the category of am I the asshole?
Never done that one before.
I know. It's a kind of niche thing. Mm. Like me and this, me and Abigail are kind of like probably the only couple people that are actually trolling through it, finding good stories.
I don't know if I want to like really get into this whole am I the asshole thing because, you know, just there's so many people on the internet that read am I the asshole and we're just another one, you know.
Yeah, and we just copied them actually.
Right. Like we didn't do it a whole year and a half before everybody else.
Hang on, we don't need to drop specific details. Christian, get into that story, my man.
Are we being real spicy tonight?
I'm heated.
We're heated, we're talking fast, we're loosey, we're goosey.
Am I the asshole for being upset that my fiance's wedding speech is only 2 pages?
Double spaced or what?
12-point font.
It's two pages, but the periods are font size 62.
Yeah, I thought it was a little crazy. Me, 31 female, and my other half, 28 male, are getting married in less than a month. I'm very sentimental, and having to move the wedding and some family from abroad, all on my side, and not being able to attend due to COVID, I'm feeling very sensitive about all of it.
That's fair.
My other half is lovely, which is why I'm marrying him, but putting into words how he feels is not his strong suit.
Sound Hang familiar? On, did I submit this story?
This is you from the future. He has dyslexia.
Gotta leave it in, man.
Oh my god, I did write this story.
Chrissy, no cuts. And doesn't admit to it, but I can tell he's very self-conscious about doing anything that takes him back to his school days, such as writing a speech. If I could have my dream wedding, I would love to have us write our own vows, etc. But he said that was a hard no from him and would put the effort into a speech. Again,
it's the same shit.
That's kind of what I thought when I read it.
Nah, a speech, you just put a bullet point. You just wax for 7 hours.
Maybe he's just really good on his feet and he can do that. And that's why he only has a couple bullet points. Quadruple spaced. 2 page. Again, knowing it's something he's not comfortable with, I was a bit upset but understood and dropped it. As he said, he'll be doing a speech at the wedding reception. Cut to today where he's been watching the footy whilst on his laptop writing his speech.
Watching the what?
Football.
The footy. He's never been aware of what goes into a wedding or clocked the speeches, as he hasn't been to many, so he went to Google for advice. Understandably, he wants to keep it for a surprise for me. I want that too. But when he was finished, he walks in with the speech, and I clocked his on one sheet of paper, double-sided.
This person clocks a lot of things. They're a fucking goddamn wristwatch.
It was around 5 to 6 paragraphs and a very large font. Knowing I've written more, I was surprised to see that and asked how much was about us, our relationship, or even just me. He answered one paragraph. My heart broke a little.
What's the rest about? His favorite podcast, The Judgies?
I hope so.
Oh, hell yeah. Always be plugging, baby.
I voiced that it hurt that he couldn't think to write more, and it felt like a kick in the teeth. Especially as I dropped the vow thing, knowing the speech would make up for it. He wasn't happy and told me how this isn't his type of thing. I had to add N words there. I know his
Very
dyslexia.
Do you want us to applaud you?
Well, it was just written bad, all right?
I did clock that you added N words there.
It was like
I'm
a kick
fucking
in the,
clock
it was like
you
a
do.
Kick in the teeth. I know his dyslexia trauma. Oh, God, I accidentally. Guys, I'm reading it off of Instagram. If I touch it even a little bit, it takes me out of the picture. It was deleted off of Reddit, so I couldn't pull it up on Reddit. Guys, stop. I have reading trauma, too. It takes me back to middle school. I know his dyslexia trauma. Schools, teachers calling him names as a young child because of it comes into play, but he won't admit it. I also suggested he ask for his sister to be a guide, to put his thoughts into words, and in a way he could easily say for the day.
I thought their sister was going to be up there like helping him pronounce words.
Sound it out.
Ceremony.
Love you.
Guys, stop making fun of me. He walked off being sarcastic and mimicking me to some kind of bridezilla, but I really just wanted to hear his interpretation of our love on this special day. And it just feels like he doesn't care. I don't want to push him, as he is quite uncomfortable with this stuff and his dyslexia, but I really need to hear it. Am I the asshole?
I mean, I feel like, yeah, I feel like you're pushing him to do something that he's clearly trying to be like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And he's tried to give the, like, compromises of, like, I'll just do a speech. Like, I'll do this. I'll do this. But she's not having it.
Yeah. I mean.
How long is her shit?
I think she has 24 pages.
You just made that shit up.
They're all on Instagram, so she can't touch the screen. And she has to stop, add words in.
Dude, stop. She does leave words out.
Clearly
it didn't
not
make
a great
sense.
Writer.
That's fair. Oh. Given the quality of the Reddit
the ratio
posts.
Of clocked yeah. in the post. I don't think it's not like an unreasonable thing to be like, could you like maybe try a little harder? Like maybe sure. that's your first draft, maybe you go back through and see if you can spice it up a bit.
Yeah.
I think like the idea of like maybe having your sister help you if she's like better with words, maybe. But I get where this dude's coming from because not only can I read, I can't articulate feelings. Mm-hmm. So,
which is why I didn't make you give a speech. I did that for us, and I didn't
I
make you
a speech, but I was too embarrassed.
Embarrassed to be married to me?
What? No.
How dare you?
I think if we did the podcast for 1 month before our wedding, I would have been like, "Let's fucking run it, boys." I have deserved amount of confidence mm-hmm. now.
Yeah. There's few things more terrifying in the world than the confidence a white man gains from having a podcast.
That's really funny.
It's a nightmare. I mean, I don't know if you heard about it at Josh's birthday party, but at one point I was like, I was doing like a sales pitch for Catter Up. I was in there for like 15 minutes, and at one point I was pretty drunk, and I just like come back into it, and I'm just like. How long have I been talking? You guys don't want to hear this anymore, do you?
I think I came in at the tail end of this to do a tequila shot, but I don't really remember.
Well, I think I came in, it must have been around the same time as you, Erica, because I came in, I was like, Christian, why the fuck are you talking about your spec script that you wrote for an Air Bud spinoff about a cat playing baseball?
Dude, I don't
Listen
know
to
why.
Episode Catter Up in the Judgy's Podcast catalog.
Hey, man, I don't know why I was talking about it either, but I went on for way too long. One dude was loving it, and I think the other four in the room were just like, what is this psychopath doing? And it's like, sorry, dude, I have a podcast. You have to think I'm important.
You were just feeding off the energy from the one person giving you positive reinforcement.
So yes. Back to the story. I feel like she could have just like not said anything about it, noticed that his was shorter, less full of love, and she could have just written a beautiful, perfectly perfectly clocked speech and really just like shown him up.
Yeah.
You know?
If anything,
put him in his place.
What is a marriage other than being better than your other half? Correct. You want to be the better half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Which one of you two is the better half?
Oh, this is unfortunate. It's Erica.
It's this guy.
And that's when you know they're perfect for each other because they, listeners, they pointed at each other.
I didn't point at Erica. I said it was Erica.
I was
Erica.
Pointing to Josh. Like with you, I was pointing to Christian.
I think it's pretty obvious if you go back through the reviews and YouTube comments. The listeners will agree. Erica is the better half here. Followed by Josh, followed by Christian. The old dark horse of the
the old
the
dark
trio.
Horse. Christian is the Joe Jorgensen of the podcast. She's
I
there.
No idea what that means.
She's there. Some people voted for her, but like.
She's the third candidate option.
Okay.
She was the libertarian option in 2020.
I definitely knew that. I was definitely just flying for content on the podcast.
I can't even think of the 2016 Green Party.
Joey Pretzels?
Joey
Tommy Pretzels?
Fuck, what was his name?
Al
Green
Gore.
Party?
Yeah, it was a lady.
I don't know. Were we going anywhere else with this?
Nope. I just wanted to say that I'm better at love stuff than you.
Yeah. It's almost like, I don't know, if you're having a wedding, maybe like, think of this really sentimental gift where you write a love letter for a full year, and then when your fiance asks, like, what kind of realm should I be looking at for your wedding gift? And they're just like, I don't know, I only spent like $10 on it. And it's like, okay, yeah. I don't know what you could have gotten me. And then it's...
I also told you it was DIY.
It's like a journal that makes me cry every time I look at it. So on to the next story.
Jill Stein.
Ah, yes.
The science guy.
Ew. I don't like that you said guy.
I don't think I like that either.
I don't like that. Wait, she's a doctor though, isn't she?
Yeah.
Am I the asshole for asking my boyfriend to stop wearing suits outside of work?
I think I had this one saved.
I've had this one saved for
quite a while, yeah.
9 months.
I did not have this one saved.
I know this sounds weird, but here it goes. I've been dating my boyfriend, 52 male, for 2 years now. We met in a grief counseling group after losing our spouses. Everything in the relationship has been great. Our kids get along great. I even got a Mother's Day card from his son, thanking me for making his dad smile again. It was so sweet. My daughter, 19 female, adores my boyfriend. I was surprised how fast they hit it off because she's very shy. But I didn't want to question it, so I just let it go. But
should you be questioning it, though?
But as time went on, things got a little weird. On Valentine's Day, he got me a bouquet and a rose for her. And she still has it hanging in her room. That's not like that. I don't think that's that weird yet.
Okay.
You do think it's that weird?
No.
It's like an important woman in his girlfriend's life. So it's like, I don't think it's that crazy yet.
Okay. It's definitely... We'll see. We'll see where it goes. We'll see how it teeters as the story proceeds.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck up, Josh.
I hate you.
It gets worse, but I don't think it's from him. She gets up early every morning to make him a latte. And every night when he gets home, she's waiting in the kitchen with a beer and a sandwich for him.
Listen, this is really creepy, but that sounds like fucking paradise. If I came home and there's somebody with a beer and a sandwich... I'd be pretty fucking happy.
Josh confirmed trad.
Yes.
He has back problems, so she bought him a computer chair with massaging rollers on it.
Well, at least she's not doing the one that's massaging.
Yep, we got it. You got it.
Doing a rub down for him?
One beer tonight, so.
This pissed me off because I am a masseuse. I can take care of my man's back just fine. I refuse to be replaced by an effing chair.
And if I want to throw his back out, then I will, goddammit. I'll throw this shit so hard up back on him. He'll be begging for that chair.
I will throw this thing on him in such a circle, he won't even know what's coming.
The toppy will be so sloppy in that jalopy.
Stop it.
The gawk gawk he will receive from me.
Christian.
Sorry, you went too far. I asked my daughter why she keeps doing this stuff, and she said she just likes him. I asked why to see if I could get more info, and she started listing things.
Is this where the suit comes in? Because this whole thing
has been
insane.
Where's the title?
Hold on, dude. It all comes back together, baby.
Just like a three-piece suit on this dude's fucking bod.
It's called the hook, guys. It's got you hooked in, wondering. He's nice, smart, funny, blah, 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 blah. But what stuck out was when she said she loves the way he dresses.
Okay.
My boyfriend is a funeral director, so he always wears a black suit. When I first started dating him, my daughter would always call him that sharp-dressed man, saying things like, are you going to go see that sharp-dressed man again?
I'm sorry.
No, go on, Josh. Talk over me.
I was going to say, and she wants to give him that ZZ Top.
Ew.
Is that the name of the song, Sharp-Dressed Man?
I think so. You're probably right. When do I get to meet your new sharp-dressed man, Mom? My daughter always says she wants to marry a man in a suit. So I assume this was her way of showing approval. But now I'm starting to wonder if there's more. I've been wanting to suggest that he stops wearing suits outside of work. But he loves his suits. We just bought a house together, and I know he's been looking at rings. This man is a chess champion who speaks 6 languages, yet doesn't know how to close his laptop when he's going to the bathroom, lol. I think that means like he's not worried.
She stumbled upon the rings.
Yep, that makes sense.
In the search history.
So I'm invested in this relationship. I love this man, and I want to marry him. But I'm afraid if I tell him what's on my mind, he'll kick my daughter out. This all came to a head last night when we were watching a movie. She went up to get drinks, and when she came back, she handed my boyfriend his beer and then tried to sit in his lap.
Ooh.
I say tried because my boyfriend pushed her off and angrily told her that What she did was inappropriate. He stormed up to our bedroom, and I followed him up to talk to him. He started saying that my daughter should start looking elsewhere to stay. But I told him about the suit thing, and that maybe if he just wore normal clothes outside of work, she wouldn't be attracted. He told me I was being ridiculous, and we went to bed. I made him breakfast this morning, but he left to go out to eat instead. He says he's in the McDonald's parking lot now, but we're going to have a serious talk when he gets home. I don't know what to think. Am I the asshole?
Full suit. Funeral director sitting in a McDonald's parking lot eating breakfast burritos is a fucking mood.
That's a yeah. That's the fucking vibe, boys.
I'm vision boarding that to be me in 25 years.
Oh, this fall is 3-piece suit, McDonald's breakfast burrito.
That's the vibe, huh?
Yeah.
The reaction was weird from him.
Me think that something happened that he did not tell her about.
Yeah, or if we want to play, like, whatever the opposite of devil's advocate is, if we want to, like, give him the benefit of the doubt, I guess would be the proper phrase. Maybe he's also been stewing on the same thoughts that his wife has and then was in his mind building up, being like, this is needs to be addressed, and then never did. And then when she tried to cross the line, he reacted negatively.
That's where I'm sitting in it. Like, I know you guys were, like, weirded out by the flower. I don't think the flower is that
on weird his part, of a no, I don't think it is. But the fact that she kept it.
Yeah. I do agree that's weird. And, like, the making him food and all that stuff, like, buying him gifts is weird. And it is definitely could be a thing where he's like, hey, man, I thought you were just, like, being happy nice happy for me and being kind to me. But now it's getting a little fucking weird, Meredith. How about you chill it off for one fucking second?
I also think, too, that, you know, depending on how long ago her dad died, there's probably some unresolved feelings.
Some weird Freudian.
Yeah, some daddy issues. Yeah. It's really unfortunate that, you know, it's with her new stepdad.
Yeah. On a slightly unrelated note, what other professions can be replaced by chairs that do it besides masseuse chairs? Like, imagine if there was just, like, an electrician chair you sort of threw in a room and it wired your house for you.
Fuck, I would really like that.
Yeah, it'd be fucking nice.
God. A lot of the podcast money would be going towards that.
Yeah, I would pay upwards of dollars for that.
We just got our whole house rewired, so like...
I didn't.
I would have. If I had the podcast money I have now, which is dollars worth, I would have upwards of $10. I would have done it.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that take, though. It was weird for the daughter to, like, keep the flowers.
Yeah, I don't know. And, like, the whole sandwich and beer every day.
I mean, that's a lot of time committed.
Yeah.
That's forethought. Weird. Yeah, that's odd. Do you have any updates, Christian?
There is an update here. Well, it turns out some of you were right. There was a lot of crap I didn't know about.
Yeah.
An entire shit show's worth, in fact.
No.
Oh, no.
My boyfriend showed me several disturbing text messages. No actual propositioning or anything weird. Just stuff like, I miss you, and are you awake at 2 in the morning?
Ooh, she...
From the daughter, right? To
from
him?
From the daughter to him.
Getting you up texts from your stepdaughter?
Ooh. Yeah. She confided in him about a close relationship with a basketball coach. My boyfriend said he kept this a secret because she begged him not to tell me and he didn't want to break her trust. I, of course, was incredibly hurt to hear this, but at the same time, I understand why he didn't tell me. We sat my daughter down to talk about the boundary issue, and she started bursting into tears and started apologizing. I had an extremely uncomfortable but necessary conversation with her and told her that I'm going to start looking for a therapist. I didn't tell her that I know about the basketball coach because I didn't want her to feel betrayed. I'm hoping a professional will be able to get it out of her in a more sensitive and controlled manner.
That's a good idea.
But so help me God, if that motherfucker ever shows his face in my hometown again...
Oh, the basketball coach. Okay.
And she asks me why I'm in jail, I guess I'll have to tell her that I knew about it then.
That's an appropriate response.
Yeah, great job by the parents here.
Yeah.
Like, on both ends. Like, yeah, keeping the secret is sort of rocking a hard place, but they clearly talked about it and were fine about it between the mom and the dad.
Yeah, that's kind of why I was like, I don't think this dude was as creepy as we thought he was.
No, I really didn't think that he was creepy from the beginning.
Yeah, and the suit didn't play too much of a role, guys. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about stringing you along on the suit thing.
But,
I mean that's what hooked her in, yeah. Was the suit. So
that's what did it. That's what
I mean, honestly, and like, if fuck with my suit, you're about to catch these hoots right here. That was audio listeners, I punched the air rapidly.
I wouldn't call it rapidly. I don't know.
So close to booing that, but you got me.
Thank you. Sometimes you just roll off the top of the dome, you know? Just like that stepdaughter wanted to roll off the top of that guy's dome.
Ew, no. Stop that.
Guys, let's take it to a break.
I was going to say, do we need a break, guys?
Yeah. We should get me to do a cover of Take It to the Bridge, but with Take It to the Break.
Cook it to the chorus.
Yeah.
Go ahead, girl.
Yeah.
Don't you guys both hate Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Fucking sucks. Mm-hmm. But you know who I like?
Timberlake?
Me on a break. Bye.
Bye.
Do you mean Timberland?
Fuck. Bye.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
I'm just going to skip over that and go to the happy ending at the end.
Yeah. Are you making happy ending jokes?
No.
Oh.
I need to get my list.
But she was a masseuse.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
The masseuse gave a happy ending. Guys, welcome back on this side of the break.
Oh, and welcome back to the side of the break.
Circle George, as I am one to be a narcissist of himself.
Really?
We're doing a Circle George all about me, baby.
That was a joke, Josh. I do think you're a narcissist.
I personally need you to know that I think you're a narcissist. Guys, two things on the circle dirge. Of course, the circle dirge being where we try to dirge around this circle of Christian, Erica, and Josh. You can spell circle dirge if you take letters out of Christian, Erica, and Josh. Crazy.
No, you can't.
Maybe.
First off, very short thing. Guys, I got an Instagram DM. I'm not going to dox the person because, of course, and I don't want to make it seem like I'm making fun of them or anything. This is a premise based entirely off of the message. The message itself was fine. I got a message on Instagram. Are you
personally?
Single? Yes.
Okay.
This is on my own personal Instagram. Are you single? Bro, am I the asshole for thinking you're the man of my dreams? And I think that's such a fucking funny premise to, like, go up to somebody at the bar like, damn, bro, does anybody else think you're a freaking 10 out of 10? Damn, r/askscience, is it genetically possibly this freaking hot? Am I the asshole for thinking your body's fucking slamming?
Okay, but like if you were single right now, that would have fucking got you.
I would be in wherever she lived right now.
I'm fucking pissed. I'm absolutely fucking pissed right now.
What?
Why don't I get called hot?
I literally
call you hot every day.
I don't care about when my wife and my friends say it. I want internet strangers to tell me I'm hot.
This is a call to action.
All right, that was
my ego needs a real boost right now, guys. I'm in a real low spot.
Again, very flattered. Of course, I'm in a relationship. And not
we
making,
love Aurora.
Not making fun of you. I just thought the premise of like using subreddit names to hit on people in any other context is so funny.
Am I the asshole for wanting to absolutely smooch those succulent lips on Joshua's face?
Unpopular opinion, you're the hottest girl at the bar.
That's so rude.
Yeah. r/atheist, damn. I wish God did exist because it'd maybe give you a reason to be so hot or something. I don't know. I lost it, guys. I really only had like five in the chamber.
Really?
I was playing Russian roulette with myself and I freaking lost. All right. Now I don't need my phone for this. Guys, the actual meat of the circle jerge, okay?
The 303 something.
The meat of the circle jerge. Christian, now you'll have to do a little bit of digging or maybe I'll do it for you when you go to edit the podcast. But we will need a... flashback. All right.
Okay.
Dude, this is a Christian is right. Let's call this segment Christian is right.
Ooh, I don't like it already.
Here's the thing. I like the headline to it. I don't think I like where it's gonna go.
No, you will. So
okay. Fantastic.
You remember on the podcast, of course, I made fun of you a long time ago for ripping your pants frequently. And then you said that was karmic justice. You ripped your pants in the podcast. Now, I also gave you shit on the podcast.
You ripped your pants on the podcast.
He ripped my pants on the podcast.
I was like, I'll show you, and I ripped his pants right off of him.
Of course, I ripped my pants on the podcast. Grishin told a story, and this is where the would come in. He told a story about how he pissed the bed on a camping trip, and then I was making fun of him, and Christian said, Josh, be careful. You're going to keep making fun of me. But you're going to piss the bed. And I said, no fucking way I'm going to piss the bed.
You know what's wild, though, is like the karma that you're going to get from this. Because you remember the time you're like, no one rips their pants. It's only you, Christian. And then literally the next episode, you ripped your fucking pants.
Yes, of course, I am now going to piss all over myself.
You're
going to
piss your pants.
Now, this past weekend, we had a little bit of a get-together in our town. Beer gardens, all that good jazz. I've been known to sleepwalk when drunk sometimes. Okay?
I didn't know this.
I didn't know that
very,
about
very
you.
Very, rare. Very, very, very rare. The only...
In fact, this is the only time. But it's being known now. It is now known.
Like, probably on... I could count on one hand the amount of times that I know I've known I've sleptwalked. Mainly happens when I'm very drunk. So we got home. I wasn't even that drunk because I remember the whole night, except for this incident. It's about 3:30 in the morning, I'd say. Wake up. Forgot to tell Christian and Erica that I made it home safe. So I texted Christian and said, hey, home safe. And Christian later in the morning said, wow, 3:30, what a trooper.
I think I said 5 a.m., what a trooper.
It was at 5 a.m. Must have been 5 a.m. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we didn't get home till 4, so...
So, again, this is all not my recountance. This is Aurora's recountance because I don't remember this for shit. I woke up
for piss.
Texted Christian, said, hey, we made it home. Aurora said, I got up, walked out of my bed, walked to the end of the bedroom away from the door, stood in front of my dresser, staring at the wall for about 30 seconds, turned around, went to the side of the bed where Aurora's feet are, took my dick and dangle out. Pissed on the bed, just straight up pissed on the bed, standing up, while her cat was on her, laying on top of her. So Aurora's like, "What are you doing?" And I guess I looked at her, stopped, went to the bathroom,
Chaka.
Finished it. She's just like freaking out, like, "What is going on?" And then she goes to find me. I'm out of the bathroom. I'm in one of my spare rooms, just on the floor, passed out on my back. Apparently I also pissed on the floor in the bathroom. I didn't hit the toilet that time either.
Jesus Christ.
So she wakes me up. This is the only part of all this I remember. She wakes me up and she goes, Josh, you pissed on the bed. And I just go, wake up. Complete confidence. No, I didn't.
That's literally not possible.
That's the only thing I remember is me waking up and going, hearing you pissed on the bed and me going, no, I didn't. As if I had
any fucking idea. Rolled over, go back to sleep right away.
But I was on the floor in this room. Apparently, now I don't remember anything else. She helped me back up, went back to bed. She
rubbed your nose in it to teach you never to do it again.
Saint that she is, put towels on it, like got a fan going or whatever on it, and like tried to clean up as best she could. And then we went back to sleep. I just remember waking up at like 8 a.m. with like this weird, vague memory of like Aurora saying, you pissed on the bed. And I'm like, that's weird. Went up, got to the bathroom, peed again.
Noticed all the piss on the floor.
No, she cleaned it up like a fucking saint. God, what a woman. I don't deserve her.
Correct.
I go back into bed and she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, went to the bathroom. And she's like, good. So yeah, Christian, you were right. How does that sound?
It feels good.
I just straight up got up and pissed on the bed.
I do feel bad because it's like, you got a pretty nice bed. Mm-hmm. I mean, guys, don't skip the ads this week. We really need that money. Josh needs a new piss-free bed.
we got some real nice cleaner on there and can't even smell the piss. Well, luckily, I was very hydrated, believe it or not, mm-hmm. from all the alcohol. Mm-hmm. I
don't think it works that way.
It dehydrates you because you pee so much.
Christian, you literally said the exact same thing in your story.
That it hydrates you?
Yeah, that you were just, you had so much liquid in you that it was like not even pee anymore.
Right.
That isn't the same as hydrating you.
Yeah. Physically, you're dehydrated because you pee so much, but your pee is more hydrated. Does that make sense?
It's more voluminous.
So I freaking pissed the bed, guys.
That's really fucking funny.
And the first thing I thought the night, I rolled over and like looked at Aurora and I was like, did I piss on the bed last night? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, I thought that was a dream. And she's like,
I wish.
And then we just laughed about it for the whole next morning. And I was like, I have to tell this to Christian on the podcast because he said, just you wait, Josh, you will piss your bed.
It feels good to be right all the time.
Oh, hold on.
Just be so fucking smart.
Not all the time. That title goes to me.
No, I mean, I'd say, I mean, like, if we're going, like, rounding up, it's all the time.
Yes.
So you're good, guys. That's our circle, Jurge. We get to Jurge around this circle, and you can Jurge me all you want.
But don't Jurge on your bed.
Yeah, definitely don't Jurge on your bed, especially don't Jurge on your bed and then make your girlfriend clean it up. But we washed all of our stuff, bought new sheets, got some pee cleaner.
So, you know how on our last circle, George, you talked about shit Aurora says?
Yes, Aurora-isms.
I have an Aurora-ism.
Okay, we're just going straight into with it, Aurora-isms. I like it.
You can cut all of this if you want to, if she's not comfortable with it. But
okay.
She sent me a text out of the blue, middle of the day. I wasn't prepared for this. She said, tried to have a little milk with Pop-Tarts and it tasted like cum.
Okay, now listen, she walked up to me and says, how do you know if milk is bad? And I was editing the podcast over here and I was like, what? I was hungover. It was the piss morning.
I said, I don't know, it tastes like cum.
And she offers the cup to me and I wasn't going to taste it. I'm going to smell it first. Give it a whiff. Semen.
Really?
Straight did semen. You... And I look at her. I was like, and she's like, yeah, it tastes like cum. And I was like, did I sleep cum in the milk? Did I get up and fucking jack off into our 2%? But the whole fucking gallon smelled like.
Straight... Josh, you're just cumming in jugs, huh?
So it's not the combination of milk and Pop-Tarts?
No, it was the milk.
Okay, because she said, I guess bad milk tastes like cum.
Yeah.
And I said, LMFAO, and she was literally almost puked. And I said, that's so fucking funny. The emojis that she sent me.
Hit him with the lip eye lip.
She hit lip eye lip, mm-hmm. brain, smoke, skull.
We gotta love Aurora.
Lip eye lip is the new...
I love her so much.
New emoji chain of the podcast. Everyone uses lip eye lip.
First of all, have we told the story of lip eye lip yet?
No, this is a long circle, George, but it's Christian's episode, so fuck it.
Sorry.
No, lip I'll read lip. I'll read the next one really quick. It's no problem.
The lip eye lip, I was
inebriated.
Had some sticky icky as previously stated on this episode.
Sticky Ricky is what I like to call it.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Some Sticky Ricky. And Aurora and I were texting. We were going to a wedding in like the following week. And she was texting me about a dress. And saying like, I don't even remember. Anyway, I intended to type out I, lip, I. Mm-hmm. But I was high as fuck.
Yeah.
And I put lip, I, lip. Mm-hmm. And sent it before I noticed. And her and I just fucking died laughing about it.
It's so
for
funny.
Ages. And now that's like, anytime we need to go put I, lip, I, we just put lip, I, lip. And it's so fucking funny.
Lip, I, lip merch.
Kills me every time.
Lip, I, lip merch is coming.
It's disturbing, but it's absolutely hilarious. Start using it, guys.
Every time.
To me, I like to imagine it. It's like the picture where it's either like two, it's either a vase or two faces like kissing. It's like, I try to imagine like, is it one person's eye? Is it two people's eyes meeting? Like, what's going on here? Is it like a Cyclops version of person with two mouths? I just need to know.
It's so funny. Sorry, I had to tell it. And if you don't, if Aurora doesn't want that story on, she doesn't have to. But
no, it'll be on there.
It killed me. I was dying.
Guys, if you see us in public, just hit us with the lip by lip so we know.
It's like in the middle of the workday and I'm at my desk cackling.
How do you do that in public?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, guys,
let's wrap this shit up.
We had a great time in the circle, George, but we got a listener submission.
This is a true full one?
This is a true full one.
Guys, send in little sound clips. It can be songs. It can be blue. It can be violet, gray. It can be, I don't know, the TikTok fucking audio. It can be any sound, word, music, anything. Get creative with it or don't. We just want you guys to be a part of the show. Our first one got sent in. We've used it twice now, and we actually have one new one today. Christian's parsing through the Instagram DMs.
Yeah, I'm going as fast as I can. Fast as I could possibly ever go.
And trust me, that's fast. He's speeding through. He's scrolled through 5,000 DMs. So while you guys think he has only gone through like 140, it's been 5,000.
Well, here's the thing. It loads about 12, and then it just freezes, and I have to wait for it to load the next 12.
All right, guys.
Here's this week's sound sent in to us by Emily.
Doesn't have his volume on. Classic Christian.
Classic.
Take two. Here's this week's sound sent to us by Emily.
Perfect.
Fantastic sound, Emily.
Listener submitted meow.
Thank you.
Christian, get into that G-dang story.
Now he's going to find it.
Now we're getting into the story. Hey, Christian, Josh, and Rick.
Hello.
I was wondering if I was inconsiderate for not using the chup on my friend's fries.
What?
The
using
chup.
What?
That's short for ketchup.
The chup?
I don't like it. That sounds like some shit you would say, Joshua, and I don't like it.
This sounds like a good viewer. So we were with a group of friends at a restaurant, and we were sitting next to each other, and we ordered food that came with fries.
Crazy this guy has friends if he's calling something chup.
Agreed.
That's like saying crazy you have friends.
It is.
Agreed.
Insane.
Our ordered food came with fries. This place was one of those restaurants that had the chup in one of those red unbranded cylindrical bottles at the head of the table. When I received my food, I reached over to grab the chup, and I proceeded to create an appropriate pool of ketchup next to my fries.
Wait, so now we're just using ketchup? All right.
Well, this dude knows how to write a proper story. And it's like, I used chup a little too many times. I'll slow it back. I'll bring it back. I'll use ketchup this time. He said, could you hook me up? My friend asked while pointing at the bottle. I then said, sure, and extended the bottle out to give it to him. He had a puzzled look on his face and asked me, was it that hard to squirt some chup for me? He said ketchup. I just wanted to say I like chup. I was slightly taken aback. I said to him that it wasn't my job to use the ketchup for him and that I wasn't his caretaker. I think that there are things that every person has to do for themselves unless they physically cannot. And using condiments on your own food is one of them. I need an opinion on this. Was I inconsiderate to my friend for not squirting the chup for him?
I mean, you're not wrong. They're an adult. You don't know how much chup to put on the plate.
What if you over chup?
I was going to say, you don't want to be the guy where you do too much chup and it's like, Are you a fucking monster? Why would you use that much chup?
You also don't want to sell the chup short.
I don't like it.
And then
it
you have to go
like
back. You have to double
about...
chup. You have to chup up.
Yeah,
again.
You don't want
to
double chup.
I don't like it.
My brain almost went there, and then it stopped me. I'm sad that you got that joke in, and like I tried to go for it.
What joke?
Double chup. You got a double chup, like double up, double chup.
Didn't even make that joke, man. If that makes you feel any better. Now, what do you guys what do you guys like more, must or chup?
I'm a chup
must.
Boy.
I'm a big must boy.
Wait, like for the actual condiment or just the word?
In general, the condiment.
Oh, chup.
Yeah, I mean,
but
mustard.
Ketchup.
Mustard's superior.
Actually, catsup?
Yeah, chup or turd guy. What'd you call it?
Much or must. Because I was not about to call it turd. Chup or turd doesn't roll off the tongue. Must and chup?
I mean, hey, man. Must and chup is like a match made in heaven. We weren't, had a corn dog this weekend at the festival. Oh. Had a little must and chup on that bad boy.
Now, I will say, I'm assuming your name is Branathan, person who sent this in. Branathan got a little bit too deep with it.
Okay.
Like, not the whole, like, I just believe there are some things as an American citizen you must perform for yourself. Like, fuck off with that. If someone asks you to fucking squeeze some chup, you squeeze some chup.
If it's a friend,
yeah,
sure.
You
stranger,
squeeze a little extra.
He can do his own chup.
Well, here's let me go back and reread the
a little
exact
bit of
sasa words.
On that chup, you know?
Let me read the exact words.
There wasn't enough sasa on the fries?
Salsa?
Shut the fuck
up. Nope, salt.
Just,
I do think the request is a little ambiguous, saying, can you hook me up? It's a little ambiguous, a little open-ended.
Yeah, no.
Do you hand them the chup or do you squeeze the chup?
You hand the chup. The default should be hand the chup.
If they ask, like, hey, can you put some on my plate? Then you do it. You chup them up.
Yeah. You never want to not chup them up.
But, like,
I don't like
you
it.
Don't know everybody's chup preference. So it's like, sometimes you got to hand them the bottle.
You definitely want to assume somebody's chup preference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chup merch coming your way.
Dude. Hell yeah. Pronouns, catch, chup. Thoughts?
Incorrect.
Yeah, that's fair.
Offensive.
How about must chup?
Also wrong.
What about
chup-ter?
He, him?
Chupter.
Chupter.
All right. You got another one or are we done?
I really want to talk about chup for 20 more minutes.
No.
I have a lot of material. Let me go into my notes.
I
have a lot of material on this.
So many questions about chup.
Let's hear them.
Is this a regional thing? Is this an intra-friend group thing?
Did he just like make it up?
I think he listened to
make
the Mimi and Bra episode and he's like,
I mean,
this sounds like it'll fit.
It's right in line with Mimi's and Bra's.
When did you use Mimi and Bra in the wild the other day? And it threw me off.
I use it all the time now.
It's so much more efficient to say Mimi than mimosa. Mimosa sounds like you're going to a fucking brunch. Mimi sounds like you're going to a bra.
It's like, yeah, you know, you're...
Tell me I'm wrong.
Let me paint a little picture for you. You're at a brunch with your girls. You're getting a little tipsy, and like the waiter comes by and you say, could I have some mimosa?
Mimosa.
When you can just like, me up.
me up.
No.
What do you, look how much time it saved.
Or you can get a Blumo with some chup on it because there's like a burger on there or something.
A blooming onion?
No, a Bloody Mary.
Oh. I thought that was like, because, you know, us Outback Steakhouse is the one that does the blooming onion. I thought Blomo is just like an Australian slang for a blooming onion.
No.
That's how they do their
We're
slang.
We're talking
over
about
there.
Bra.
That's how they do their slang.
I have a
over.
Question.
Why do you listen?
Why do you listen to us?
It's so bad.
What is this fucking podcast?
Do you think people made it through the whole chup talk?
I hope not.
Listen, this is the sad part of my brain, is I've been trying to work in a Chip Skylark joke with Chup Frylark, and it just ain't coming, and I really want to stall until I can get it. All right?
I mean, we can vamp a little bit. Do you have, like, a specific brand of chup you like, Erica?
Heinz, all the way, baby!
Yeah, that's the right call. Heinz is kind of... It's one place I like to spend a little extra money is on some good chup. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you get... My mom scarred me as a child when she got me generic chup, and it was just...
I don't want to talk about ketchup anymore.
It was just way, way too vinegary.
Wait, I do have a ketchup story.
I also have the ketchup story. Let me finish mine real quick. Yeah, my mom bought us this ketchup, way too vinegary. I complained to her about it. She said, you get what you got. And I was like, Oh, you okay.
Chup once you chip Skylark.
So I on a day she wasn't home, I squeezed the entire bottle of ketchup in the garbage and had to somehow, I don't remember how I convinced her. I'm sure she was just like this little fucking bitch.
You squeezed the means of perception.
Yes, exactly. Oh, exactly.
Awful. Boo.
Exactly, comrade. And then I had to convince her that, like, oh yeah, we went through an entire bottle of chup in a day and a half.
I had 4 chicken nuggets, but I really needed that chup on them bad boys. That sweet, sweet nectar of the tomato.
Well, let's hear your chup story, Erica.
Christian used to get really mad at me because we would go to a restaurant, one specific restaurant that had the glass bottle ketchup jars. And I would take the lid off, you know, do what you got to do to get the chup out.
Make that thing fart, yeah. Slap that shit till it fart real good. That's too...
This is going to be a fucking hour and a half episode now.
I'm fine with vamping about chup forever.
Do you have a fucking chup Frylock joke yet?
Chup Frylock is as best as I'm going to get, and okay. I'm really upset about it.
Well, then let's hear Erica's story, because I am heated now.
Sweating.
My friny beef and meat.
Okay, we're just going to shut Josh's mic off.
I would get the chup out. And I wouldn't put the lid all. I'd put the lid back on top of it, but I knew that he was going to grab some, so I was saving him the extra effort of twisting it off. And he wouldn't. He would go to shake the bottle, and the lid would fly off, and ketchup would go everywhere. And this was like an every time occurrence.
This was at least 5 times. And it's like it was an instinctive thing. Is you get the glass bottle and you give it a shake to mm-hmm. kind of loosen everything up. Josh, obviously.
To get the fart ready, yeah.
Yeah, Josh. Slaps that bad boy and gets the fart out, but I give it her a shake, mm-hmm. and I just like instinctively. So every time I would grab it, even though I saw Erica use it already, I would just be like, "Gotta shake this bad boy up," and mm-hmm. then I would fucking get chup all over my shirt. I'd look like a damn fool.
I'm not sorry.
I'm not ending that anywhere.
It's great. I love when Erica really busts your chups.
That's it, folks. We're the Judgies. Send us emails at judgiespod@gmail.com. Give us a follow on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Letterboxd,
TikTok,
Patreon coming
eventually.
Soon.
Oh, we do have
all
to.
Judgies Pod. That's JUDGIES Pod.
We do have to shout out Tabea. I think is how you pronounce your name. Tabea. We accidentally launched a Patreon, and she subbed to it.
Day one. Like,
immediately.
True judgy. Hell yeah.
I did ask if she wanted a refund. She said no, and she just wants a shout out. I will shout her out next time earlier in the episode, because I feel bad for forgetting for this long.
Shouts out to you.
But thank you very much.
Shouts out for the price of one. Also, I would like to say.
Chup.
Stop it. I'm done laughing. You don't have to just send us Am I the Asshole stories. You can send us stories about whatever the fuck you want. You want to make up a story? Let us know.
Yeah. You only answer 4 minutes. Am I the Asshole?
If it makes me laugh, I'll read it.
And I will end on this. Chip Skylark was, of course, voiced by Chris Kirkpatrick, who is a member of NSYNC, a.k.a. also Joey Fatone, bringing it bag,
tying it all together, baby.
I feel like you're making shit up.
And just like that,
he's actually voiced by Chris Kirkpatrick.
We're out.
Goodbye.
Bye.
The judges love you.
I can't start from laughing so hard, boys.